This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to The Stand with Eamon Dunphy. Now, on this podcast, we haven't covered the FA Cup this season. Cup weekends we've taken off. The reason is that for the big clubs particularly, the Cup is no big deal at the moment. But when they get to the quarterfinal, semi-final stage, it becomes a big deal because it's still a big trophy. There's a degree of prestige attached to it, and silverware is silverware. And at that stage, quarterfinals onwards, they begin to take a serious interest. In the early rounds, they'll play promising young players. They'll rotate their team and rest maybe some of the better players. But this weekend, a cup match was played that really mattered to both clubs. Manchester United at home to Liverpool, quarterfinal match, the old enemies. They really don't like each other. There's some hype around some of these derbies, but this is real dislike. I use that word mildly. And to discuss this cup tie, and indeed one or two other matters, I'm joined by a man who won two FA Cup winners' medals, and one of them for Manchester United in 1963, but also was on the losing Leeds team, beaten by Sunderland, most notably in a shock result way back in the day. John, the Cup was a big, big deal, wasn't it? It was the match of the season. Everybody tuned in. BBC television would come on about 11 in the morning and there'd be a huge build-up to the game, and it mattered. But those days are gone.
Well, I think they're gone, Eamon, until they get to the stage now we saw at the weekend.
Yes.
You know, we had Liverpool, Manchester United, all the big teams. And I think it's gone because there's so many competitions now. You know, you have the League Cup and you have the
Champions League, Europa League.
Well, you know, that in the old days, they weren't there. Well, the Champions League might have been just about there, but there was no League Cup and that at that stage. So it was the big day.
Yes.
I think there's still some part of it.
Yes.
When you get to the semi-final cup now, like and certainly the supporters love it. I mean, when their team gets to the big day,
yeah,
they love it. You know, it's
a big deal.
It's still one of the big deals when it comes to the crunch.
Yeah.
You know, but unfortunately, there's so many matches, as you said early on in the introduction, that you know people don't get interested, and the clubs don't get interested really.
Yeah.
In the cup in the early rounds. Obviously, when we get to the semis and the big matches like Liverpool and Manchester United and Chelsea, the big teams in it. But the supporters of the teams like Liverpool and Manchester United, any team that gets to the cup final, they love it.
Yeah, it's a big day out.
Yeah.
And, of course, all the smaller clubs have David and Goliath dreams. When I was playing for Millwall, we always hoped for a good cup run. Our best cup run was actually involved beating Everton at Goodison Park when Everton were a big deal.
Yeah.
And we were knocked out that season by Leicester, who had an old teammate of yours at Leeds, Alan Clark, playing for him at the time. They beat us 1-0 and he scored a goal. He stole it. Now, John, this rivalry between Manchester United and Liverpool it's serious, isn't it? I mean, it extends beyond the pitch. The fans don't like each other. They're two northern cities just a few miles apart. But this is real rivalry. And to go back to Sunday's game, which Manchester United took the lead after 10 minutes, McTominay scored again for United. Even though Liverpool have a big interest and a long injury list, a big interest in the Premier League and Europa League as well at the moment, the idea that they might win four trophies in Klopp's last season is very attractive to them. And there was no quarter given or asked in this game. Let me just ask you first, Sean, about the gap between these teams. Now, Liverpool have a lot of players out, big players, Konate, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Jota, this young lad Jones, who's a seriously good midfield player. But Manchester United are struggling by their own high standards. Erik ten Hag is their coach. Most people seem to feel that he's on borrowed time at the moment. But they took the lead, and the game had an intensity about it, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, they always do. The Manchester United-Liverpool games are the top games, probably, in the Premiership.
Yeah.
And especially when it gets into the last rounds of the FA Cup. You know, now you see the FA Cup at its best.
Yeah.
With the supporters from both clubs. And Liverpool are in a situation where before the weekend that they could have won four trophies.
Yes.
And it's a very, very difficult, with the amount of games that's played nowadays. I mean, you know, you've got the Champions League and all sorts of different cups. And for Liverpool to do that would be the best ever achievement in the Premier League if they won four trophies.
Oh, well, also the final of the FA Cup would have been at Wembley, of course. And it would have been Jurgen Klopp's last game as coach of Liverpool. Now, United took the lead, but I thought Liverpool still looked the better side, passed the ball more, made United struggle. But what did you make of the first half, the rest of the first half? Just before halftime, McAllister, who I think we both agree is a real good player, he equalised for Liverpool, and it was game on.
Oh, yeah. What made it such a good game, Emma, because at one stage, it looked like Liverpool would definitely win. You know, they went 2-1 in front, as we know, and they looked the better team.
Yeah.
And then there was an incident when they were 2-1 up. There were six of them made a break.
Yeah. Remember in the game. It was 6-2.
Yeah. You know, that was obviously a great opportunity to win the game. I don't think Man U would have come back from it, but they didn't take advantage of that, and Manchester United came back into it. And that's football, Eamon. You know, it's never a sure thing on the pitch when there's one goal or just one in it. You just don't know. And I think then Manchester United did come back into the game and late on in the game on it. I thought Liverpool slipped up in allowing them the winner, particularly Eamon, because I think what happened was, I think Liverpool, this is all the mental stuff, in my opinion, that goes on the pitch in this particular situation. You know, they got a corner kick, I think it was, in the last minute, when it was, I think it was 3-3 at this stage. And obviously they had been in front. I think the mentality then is, right, we're going out all the way here to get the winner.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think they were even thinking about defending, Eamon. And this happens. Now, what happens with some of the teams and some of the best players and some of the best captains would actually cop on to this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
We still have to defend. We're going for the winning goal because we look like we're going to win the match. But you still have to defend.
Yeah.
Or the manager, over a period of time, Eamon, you know, it says, look, if you ever get into this situation or been in this situation, you still have to defend.
Yeah.
Because they were throwing everything at United, as we know. And then they got the break for the goal from totally out of the blue.
Yeah, I mean, I should say that Salah had made it 2-1. It was 2-1 at half time.
Yes.
Salah scored on the whistle. That's, I think, his 14th goal against Manchester United in 15 games. And when they had that, it was, I thought, 5 or 6-2 in a breakaway. Salah was off the pitch, and that is a situation. He'd been substituted at that stage, and it's a situation where Liverpool would be deadly normally. Klopp went mad on the touchline when they blew it. But I want to ask you about Manchester United. I thought it was, they were frantic. They threw bodies at it, players we'd never heard of, really, but one of whom became the hero in the end, Diallo, and he got the winning goal. But Liverpool, and as you said there, the captain is a huge role to play. I thought they were very complacent in the second half, John. They came out 2-1 up. They passed the ball around, but they, the intensity they'd had when they were chasing the game was gone. And a central figure in all of that was Van Dijk, who's having a great season and seems to have recovered his pace after a bad hamstring injury. But he was the one controlling the tempo of the game from centre-half.
Well, it's difficult to do that from centre-half.
Yeah, I know. It's probably wrong.
Yeah, because the midfield players are the ones, especially the one in the central midfield, who's can go anywhere on the pitch. You know, he's the one that can get onto the players and do the stuff, generally speaking.
Yeah.
But, like, we can talk all we like about football, I mean, but it's something happens, you don't expect it to happen. Somebody scores a goal that they never scored before in their life. That's all. That's what makes it such a great game, that to be able to win matches when things are not going your way.
Yeah.
You do certain things or you get certain things. And it happens. A lot of things happen accidentally, Eamon. You know, you see one player, he's never scored a goal with his left foot in his life, and he hits one, he gets a crack. That's all part of the game. And you can only control it as much as you can, you know?
I think when you're 2-1 up, John, in any game, especially at halftime in the dressing room, coach has a job to do there. Listen, if you go for the third goal, then it's over. I didn't think Liverpool in the second half ever did that. I think they were almost passing the ball around. They had huge amounts of possession in the second half, but with no real penetration, no real effort to get in behind United and finish the game off. That would have been my read on it.
Well, I think you're probably right, Eamon. Now, sometimes you do have a player in the pitch who'd be captain or an influence to say, we've got to step it up a bit to get a goal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This all happened so quickly because Liverpool were by far and away the better team in the first half. Right. So when you come out for the second half, the mentality is the same. Oh, we're the better team. We're winning 2-1. No problem. The only way that there's no problem is you get another one and another one.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen unless you've got a really, really good captain, or maybe the manager at half-time might have said, or might not have said, listen, we've got to go for the next one as much as we possibly can. We don't know what was said in the dressing room. I mean, he could have said that and it still wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But maybe he didn't say it at all because you're so much on top. It's all a mental thing on the pitch. I mean, it's for you do get players who can say in halftime or the manager, look, we've been on top. We're 2-1 up. We're only a goal up. Don't get ahead of yourselves. Let's get another goal. You don't know what's been said in the dressing room. Ideally, that is the thing to say.
Yep.
We're 2-1 up. We haven't won the game by a long way yet. We've still got to do it. All that goes on, or should go on, in the dressing room. Sometimes it doesn't go on. So you go into second half, and as you know, I mean, or everybody knows in football, you never know what's going to happen. The most outrageous thing, some fella that's never scored a goal in his life hits one from 30 yards.
We'll come to that at the end of the match, but I wonder, just to take an overview of it, John, can you say of this match, did Manchester United change and do something right? Was that the winning of it, or did Liverpool lose it? What do you think?
Well, I think Liverpool lost it from the corner kick at the end, Eamon.
Yeah.
I think what would be there, this is a chance to win it. You know, they've been in front, and Manchester United are coming, but this is the chance to win it. right? So they're throwing everything at us.
Yeah.
Instead, like what you have to do in that situation, a very, very difficult thing to do, we still have to defend this.
Yes.
You know, like if you wouldn't do that at the start of the match, I mean, you wouldn't have that mentality at the start of the game from a corner kick for
you. You'd attack the ball. Yeah.
You'd attack the ball, but you'd say, well, don't overdo it. We still have to defend it.
Yeah.
But when you get into a situation like that, when there's an awful lot happening, that they were in front, they looked like they were going to win the game, and this was an opportunity to win it. Last corner kick of the game, because definitely the Liverpool players wouldn't think that Manchester United would score from this position.
And they certainly wouldn't think that Anthony, who'd come on as a sub, would score it, because he's been a grave disappointment, to put it mildly. He didn't start the match. He hasn't started recently. He cost $85 million from Ten Hag's previous club, Ajax, and he's been really a surprising and shocking failure. When he scored, there was only 3 minutes to go. Liverpool are still 2-1 up. When he scored the goal, he was tapping his badge, saluting the United fans. You'd think he was Ronaldo, but he's no Ronaldo.
He got a red card, Eamon.
No, that was the guy. No, that was the guy later on, the yellow.
The other goal.
I think he got a red card from Ten Hag about 6 weeks ago. But
the point is that, Eamon, when if you look at the mentality of it, when you go out, when there's no score at the start, the manager would say, now be careful from corner kicks, don't overdo it, make sure you've got somebody standing back to defend. Now, when it got to the situation there, the attitude was, we've got a chance of winning this match now. And they did throw on it. There was nobody defending. Because once United made the break, the two lads, they were on their own. I know Liverpool lost, but there was nothing going through anybody's head on the Liverpool team.
Yes.
To say, we still have to defend this.
Yeah. And that was the problem. Now, extra time comes again. United now are throwing everything. I mean, it was a great... It's a game that people won't forget who saw it, will they?
Definitely. I mean, that's what's great about football, then. You never know what's going to happen. At one stage in the game there, it looked like Liverpool were going to win the game and win it comfortably.
Yeah.
But that's football. That's what makes it such a great game. I mean, what you get is the great teams have a consistency about them that other teams don't have. And certainly Man United don't have a consistency at the moment. You know, that's what they do, what they're doing at the moment, and they finish up winning the semi-final of the Cup, where Liverpool probably had the best part of the game.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the game so great. If the game was so predictable, Eamon, nobody would be going to the matches.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Just to go to what's going to happen now, more than likely, is United should beat Coventry, and they will go to Wembley, and Manchester City, who are playing Chelsea in the other semi-final, should win that match. So you could have a Manchester City, Manchester United final. Just to, for United...
You could have it the other way as well, Eamon.
I don't think... I'll have a bet with you on that. I know you don't bet, but I'll give you good odds. Now, Roy Keane said after the match, and as I say, I don't think he's a great analyst, but he did say after the match, and I think he might be right, this could light up United's season. In other words, you win a match like this, and it can have a dramatic effect on morale and belief. And I'm not sure it applies to United with the players they have, with the captain they have, Fernandes, who, by the way, dropped into the back four for the last, when they were chasing the game. He said it can light up your season. Is that your, would you take that view?
Yeah, definitely, Eamon. Yeah, yes. It's amazing what can happen in a situation. I've seen it happen in the past. I mean, I had a little part of when I was at West Brom, when I was player manager. Didn't get a good start, Eamon. Weren't going well. We went to Bristol City, I think it was, who had won 5-1 during the week. They were up in the top of the table. Odds on for promotion. And we beat them 2-0 at Bristol.
Yeah.
And we never looked back.
Yeah. And that's the season you got promoted, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, into the what was then First Division is now Premier League.
But that it certainly can happen in one match, you know.
Yes.
The importance of it is good. Could happen to Manchester United. The importance of that game, the semi-final of the cup, they've a chance now, a good chance of winning the cup unexpectedly. It does happen, and it has happened in the past. Definitely.
Yeah, and now, just as I would say, there's a good chance, but the reason United are, well, they're actually in the Premier League table now up to sixth. They're 6 points behind Spurs, and they both play the same number of games. That Champions League spot is critical, although there is talk now that the top five clubs in the major leagues might go on to the new revamped Champions League, but we'll talk about that some other time. The coach, there's a question mark, big question mark over Fernandes, the captain, big question mark over. I'm not sure they have enough quality or character, John, in the team. And some of the people with character, Maguire is one, is sitting on the bench most of the time, although he came on for the last 20 minutes of normal time. On Sunday. Just in terms of Liverpool, John, the effect, Klopp was mad and lost his temper at the press conference after the game.
Somebody was annoying him, Amy, asking a stupid question.
It was a Norwegian journalist. I didn't think it was a stupid question. But anyway,
when you've just been beaten the way you're a manager, Amy, you don't be in the mood for anything, to be quite honest.
I know, John. You were...
Anyway, I know the lad has a job and all that.
I know. I remember your attitude to the press was, I can't repeat it on a family program, as they say, but it wasn't, they weren't top priority for you. But the point is, I mean, Liverpool go on, they've had some shocking injury problems, and they're got continuing. They found some very good young players, John, and, you know, really, I mean, Elliot, who came on and actually put them in front in extra time, 3-2, superb player. And they have found some players. I think he's bought badly with Szoboszlai and Endo. Endo only cost 14 million. He looks like a guy who cost 14 million. Szoboszlai, no way. But he's bought really well with Nunes, Diaz also. And they go on. Just as someone who played in a team that were in this position many times, if being knocked out of the cup, John, will that help their Premier League endeavours? Will it help them were focused now. They're second to Arsenal, Manchester City. There's three clubs, just a point separating the three of them. Will it be helpful to Liverpool to get to be out of
it? It will be helpful, Eamon, because they'll have less games.
Yep. Yep.
There's too many games now. I mean, to be trying to win four trophies this season is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you win one, you're doing really well.
Yeah, and they only played last Thursday night, the second leg of their Europa League. Now, they won 5-1. It wasn't the strong team. Sparta Prague, they played. But, I mean, they played for anyone is a big match, full house at Anfield, just 3 days before this match on Sunday.
Yeah, that's when it's gone. It's gone crazy, Eamon.
Yeah.
I mean, even in my day, we were going for trophies nearly every year. And we're talking about maybe, at most, three trophies.
Yeah.
It's like, you can do it. I mean, ideally in football, for footballers, I think one match a week is ideal.
Yeah.
You've a chance to do your training. You've got a chance to if you've got a few knocks, to get over the knocks, do the training, do very very little on the Friday, all the things that's needed to be in perfect condition for a match on a Saturday.
Yeah.
That's not happening now.
No way.
With Liverpool, they're playing two matches or three matches in 12 days and all that.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy stuff, really. You know, but anyway, yeah.
Let me get some good news, John. Top of the Championship, Leeds United, and on Saturday they beat Millwall, my old club, and they look good for promotion now, John. They've come a long way, made up a lot of ground very quickly. So you must be happy about that, because I know you still take a great interest in it.
Yeah, they've done well, Eamon. They've gone top of the league.
Yeah.
Leicester behind them with a game in hand, but Leicester are having a bad time, really. So they've made a great run in the last whatever it was. They've lost a couple of matches around Christmas time, I think.
Yeah.
And they didn't look good. And they have won, I think they've won nearly every match and drawn one since then. So they've had a great run. Leicester have had a bit of a bad run. So it's looking good for them at the moment.
Right. And of course, that's where your heart still is. I note the goals against, they've only conceded 28 goals, whereas Leicester has conceded 33 and Ipswich have conceded 49. So they should be all right if they keep a few clean sheets.
Yeah.
Just a final question about Manchester United, because I've been pretty hard on them, and you know, you have, I guess, but certainly I have, and this coach. Does Sunday's game, the way it was won, the fact that they're in the FA Cup semi-final, will that save Ten Hag?
It could well do, Eamon. I'd be surprised if it doesn't. That was a huge match.
Yep.
You know, against Liverpool, they were behind in the match. Looked like they were going to be well beaten, to be quite honest. And it has changed things over the years for different clubs, Eamon. There's no doubt about that. And if particularly if they go on to win it.
Yeah, back in the day, it saved Alex Ferguson, they say, when one cup match that he won. So who
That's
knows?
That's right. It does happen, and it has happened in the past. So, you know, that's football. It's an amazing game. It makes it so attractive in everything that most things that happen in football. The match on the weekend, then going into the cup, the semi-finals now for Manchester United. Will it change everything for them? It could do. It's happened before, and it can happen again.
Okay, John, as always, it's great to hear from you. We'll watch out for Erik ten Hag. I doubt if it will change everything, because he spent all the money on pretty average players, even if they showed up. One of them, Anthony, showed up on Sunday with a big, big, big goal. We're grateful to John Giles, as always, to you for listening. That's all we have time for now. We'll talk to you soon.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.